We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own.
790 AM, 104.7 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
Every Tuesday, right around 6:40, we're joined by Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc. He is a home inspector. If you have any questions about your house, you can give Lars a call right now. The Laney studio lines are open, 237-5948. 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in your questions to 35270.
Well, good morning, Lars. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, nice and warm. Yesterday was lovely. Today, even warmer. We're looking for a record high, 66 degrees. And I was tempted, Lars.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we live in a split-level home. And for all of the people that live in split-level homes, it seems like your upstairs is about 8 to 10 degrees warmer. I don't think it's just my house. I think it's a thing. I was tempted the other day to turn on the air conditioner.
What?
And today, but then I know it's going to be colder tomorrow. Should I be turning on the air conditioner yet, Lars?
This is an awesome topic right now because as the sun's going to come out today and the sun's, and it's going to beat on your house and it's going to warm it up, and you're going to get tempted to turn your AC on. But you may want to think twice before doing that. As a general rule, you don't want to run your AC if it is below 60 degrees outside. And some even say that they want to have at least 60 degrees throughout the night outside before you turn it off.
Why is that? Might otherwise, it freeze up or something? Or
you want to make sure that it warms up and kind of get ready for. Sometimes you will have the breaker off in the electrical panel for the AC unit. And you want to make sure that that one is on for at least 24 hours before you turn it on. There might be like liquid Freon laying in the compressor that can damage the valves in the compressor when you start it if it's not like warmed up first. And even if it is, you know, 65 degrees outside, the condenser or the compressor, that's the outside unit, might sit on your north side or in a shaded area and not actually have that temperature. So instead of running your AC today, it's probably better to just open the windows.
Oh, thanks. Now I have to go downstairs, get out the screens, and put them in because I don't want a Canada goose flying in my window, Lars.
Yeah, either that or a burned-out AC condenser.
The home inspector is Lars Knobloch, and he joins us each and every Tuesday at this time, and he'll answer your questions. You can call in. Our Laney studio line is open at 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. I also want to mention, folks, we podcast all of these, and there have been some great topics that Lars has covered, from radon to sump pumps and in insulation. Check out KFJO.com and the podcast page. There's a question that came into our text club, Lars, and when you deal with new construction and home inspection on home sales, this question is looking for some insight as to finishing off a basement. Should they potentially finish off a basement before they sell it? And that would take a 3-bedroom house and make it into a 5-bedroom house by finishing off the basement. What are your thoughts, Lars?
I think it depends. Like, if you can do it yourself, if you're handy enough and knowledgeable enough to finish it yourself, it definitely should give you a nice profit. But if you have to hire it out, I'm not really sure. It maybe won't make more money, but maybe your house will sell better. But the way things, the way the real estate market is right now, that everything's flying off the market almost no matter what condition it's in. I think that's a good question for a realtor. But generally, if you have to hire it out to finish out a basement, you may not make a huge profit on it. If you do that, it's definitely going to be more buyers interested in in a five-bedroom house. But then there's a lot of buyers out there that maybe want to buy a house in an unfinished basement so they can kind of do it and make it the way they want it, too.
Right. That makes sense as well. Lars, it's definitely much drier than a typical spring as the snow has been melting and the frost going out. Have you seen, is frost going out? I check my sump pump on a regular basis, so a couple of questions. How often do you need to check your sump pump to see if there's water in there? And how soon, like after the frost goes out, do you typically see water going into the sump pump?
I think that's difficult to answer. It depends on the moisture content in the soil. It depends on how much snow we have. As of now, we haven't really seen sump pumps running much. It depends on the house and the neighborhood, of course. But generally, they're not running too much. So that would just be something to keep an eye on. And it depends on the weather. Like if we're seeing, you know, we're going to have possibly a snow or rain event here tomorrow, crazy enough. But then, you know, for that, maybe you want to go check your sump pump today and get ready in case it's going to start running. We do come over sump pumps every week that aren't working or that are unplugged when we do our inspections. So certainly something to look into, you know, already now. And other common things we see these days is that gutters are completely clogged. Downspout extensions aren't on. Or trees are way too close to the house. They're starting to touch the house and do damage to the house. We see tree branches interfering with the power lines. We've seen power lines being ripped off, you know, the house. So, yeah, this is something to kind of have in mind. Take a walk around your house and start doing some of the simple basic maintenance and prepare yourself because sooner or later you're going to get hit with rain or some kind of nasty stuff. And that's when people run into problems because they're being reactive instead of proactive.
Yeah, I like the proactive smart thinking there. Lars Knobloch is the home inspector. He's with Nordic Companies, Inc. If you have any questions for him, you can call him right now. Laney Studio lines are open, 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. You can text in to 35270. A listener is questioning why I took the screens off of my house. And what I told them is, Lars, because it was winter, and when we bought our house, we were told by the previous homeowner that we should take the screens off to avoid condensation and mold. Is that good advice, or does it not matter?
So that maybe depends. The screens are on the inside of the window?
Correct.
Yeah, I think if you have the screens off, you will have better air circulation on your glass. So I do think that is a good idea for the winter. But ultimately, if you have a lot of condensation, and we're going back to this over and over again, if you have a lot of condensation, the best thing is to go to the culprit of the where is this moisture coming from that's condensing on your windows, and that you have to bring your humidity down. So that would be the best thing to do. But if you have a humidity problem and a lot of condensation in the winter, removing the screens will definitely help get more air circulation on the glass.
Another text message popping in at 35270, wondering, Lars, for wiring their basement, do they need a permit to wire their own basement? Do you know, Lars?
Yes and no. You could, if you think you know how to do it, you could always wire it yourself. You have to pull a permit, but you can wire it yourself, but you have to have someone come in and write off on it and do the final inspection. But yeah, if you're going to wire a basement, you need a permit.
Do you see a lot of people that put in upside down outlets? In our old house, we had those, and I think maybe my dad was responsible for some of those. But
yeah, we see a lot of things. A lot of people out there think they are electricians, and they're really not. Upside outlets that are upside down is generally not a big concern. It's just kind of the way it is. You can flip them around if you want, as long as they're wired right. It's okay. But yeah, generally people should stop pretending or playing electricians if they're not really an electrician, because there's a lot of things we come over every single day.
Yeah, that could be a dangerous one if you don't know what you're doing. All right, Lars, thanks for your great advice this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem.
And phone number if anybody else has any further questions for you?
Give us a call, 715-666-1446.
All right, we can find you on Facebook and the web as well, correct?
That is correct. Check us out, Nordic Companies, Inc.
Sounds good. Thank you, Lars.
Take care.
Thank you.
You bet. Enjoy the nice day out there. That's Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc., joining us here on the KFGO Morning Crew. He joins us every Tuesday right around 6:40 to answer your house questions.